Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. It is truly another wonderful day. Praise God, for truly this is the day that the Lord has made. So I will rejoice, and you shall rejoice, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, praise the Lord. We are discussing today God's original design. Amen. Praise the Lord. And although I know it only says original design, praise God, I want you to know, each and every one of you, that you are God's original design. Amen. He put you together, praise God, for a specific purpose. He gave you a laugh that no one else has. He gave you, praise God, a personality that no one else has. He gave you a way of relating to people that no one else has. He gave you, praise God, a voice that no one else has. Hallelujah, Jesus. He gave you a walk that no one else has. Amen. Praise God, because you are truly God's original design. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. And I'm going to let my brother and friend here on the line, praise God, Prophet O'Shea Morgan from Outpouring of Life, hallelujah, International Worship Center, I believe, and if I'm incorrect, he can correct me. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to open up the line for you right now, man of God. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Was I correct?
Hey, man, well, just a slightly different.
Okay.
We have changed names. Amen. Outpouring of Life Cyber Church now.
Amen.
And,
okay, so
we
go ahead on.
We praise God for that. Amen.
Praise
enjoy
the Lord.
Being here with you, prophecy.
Amen. I enjoy you being here, man of God, and I thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to stop by to fellowship with us and to speak the word as the Lord would lead you to do. Praise the Lord. It has been such a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day that the Lord has blessed us with today, and God is truly saying he made you like nobody else. Amen?
Amen.
Be who he's made you to be. And be grateful about what he has made. Amen? Because truly, there is no one like you on the earth. Amen? There's no one who looks like you. Praise God. And even if you get what they consider to be a look-alike, it's still only one of you. Amen? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And, you know, we're coming out of the book of Jeremiah 29 and 11, I believe. Praise God. Where God says, I know the thoughts that I think towards you. Amen.
Amen.
Thoughts of good. Amen. He has an expected end for you.
Amen.
An expected end. He says, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. You were made by God, amen, to be an original design. Praise the Lord. And so I came here to tell you today with my dear brother and friend, praise God, that you were supposed to be who you are. Amen. You were supposed to laugh like you do, and run like you do, and walk like you do, and talk like you do, and talk as much as you do, or as little as you do. Amen. Praise the Lord, because God knows the thoughts that he thought toward you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I'm here to tell you, praise the Lord, before I give the floor over to my brother, glory be to God, that there is no one out there like you. Nobody can do you like you. Nobody can be you like you. Amen. Because no one was supposed to be you but you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
No one was supposed to be you but you. Amen. Nobody can pray like you do. Nobody can fast the way that you do. Nobody can worship like you do. Nobody can sing the way that you sing, because he specifically and purposefully designed you that way. Amen. He knew the sound he wanted to hear from your voice. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He knew the way he wanted your hands to clap when you worshiping and praising him. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. And for those of you who are out there, praise God, trying to be designed, praise God, that God did not design you to be. Amen. For those of you out there who are trying to be somebody else and walk like somebody else and talk like somebody else and pray like somebody else and sing like somebody else and dance like somebody else and worship like somebody else, God said, I made you specifically for a reason. I originally designed you. I didn't design you to be like Sister So-and-so on the choir. I didn't design you to preach like Prophet O'Shea Morgan. I didn't design you to teach like Prophet O'Shea Morgan. I didn't design you to dance like Prophet O'Shea Morgan. I didn't design you to be, there's only one O'Shea.
Amen.
Amen. And O'Shea Morgan,
amen,
praise God, is supposed to be Prophet O'Shea Morgan. And preach like he preaches, and talk as he talks, and do only what it is that God has designed him to do. Amen. So I don't need to be him, and I don't need to talk like him, and I don't need to preach like him, and I don't need to be envious of anything that he has, because God originally designed me, amen, to do what I do. Praise God. And it's a wonderful thing. Praise the Lord. Even though Elijah taught Elisha, praise God, he was not supposed to be Elijah. He was supposed to be Elisha. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. So don't be anybody other than who God originally designed you to be. Praise God, because he knew what he was doing with you. Praise the Lord, before you knew who you were. Amen. Go ahead, prophet.
Amen. You know, because we have to understand that God made us who we are, because
yes,
we were,
Lord,
created to bless somebody. We were created to bless somebody, but we were not created to bless somebody by being somebody else. We were not created to bless somebody by just being another person. No, God says that I have made up your personality the way that it is. I have made up everything that you are in me for you to work that thing and work it out to where you bless somebody. You don't know, but your last bless somebody. You don't know, but the way that you, hallelujah, carry yourself, the way that you talk, the way that you walk in Christ, bless somebody. See, because when you change, hallelujah, who you are, and when you try to be somebody else, that is to forfeit another person's deliverance, because see, God is counting on you being you to reach that person. See, because there's only certain personalities,
amen,
and certain traits that are going to reach other people. And see, if I'm trying to overhear BTDJ, then I'm going to miss out on the portion in which God has called my personality to reach. T.D. Jakes' personality can't reach it. T.D. Jakes, the way T.D. Jakes preach, can't reach it. But the way God has uniquely designed, uniquely made me, he made me an original, not a copy.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
An original and not a copy. And so we have to learn how to embrace the originality of us.
Yes, Lord.
Embrace my original way I preach. Embrace my original way I prophesy. Embrace
yes.
my original way. See, because that is what's going to bless somebody.
Yes,
see,
Lord.
See, God is not going to reward you for being somebody else.
Come on.
God's going to reward you for being you.
Amen.
God's going to reward you for doing what he told you to do, the way he told you to do. And
amen.
Yet you're going to get criticized along the way, because you are not, you were designed to stick out.
Amen. Cool, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
You were designed. You were never supposed to fit in. You were
Amen.
Never supposed to be like. That's why
yeah.
God told us,
come on.
Be careful when men say, oh, speak well of you.
Come on.
You were designed to stick out. Originals
Amen.
Don't fit in. They stick out. It's only people that copy other people. They always fit in, and they and you ever notice those people that's trying to be a copy of somebody else? They never reach the full potential that Christ designed for them.
Amen.
They live unfulfilled lives because they're living vicariously through somebody else.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the Lord, man of God, because I tell you, that is the word of the Lord. God say, wait a minute here. I gave you a specific gift and talent. Praise God. Are you going to bury it, being somebody else? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. See, I didn't know how God was going to use this here. Praise God. But see, God got a way of doing things that speak to you personally. Amen. And he's saying, if I originally designed you, if I took the time out to plan the way you would walk and talk and how your hair would be and how your eye color would be, pray. Hallelujah. See, even he ministering to me even now. Even now he's ministering to me. Praise God. He said, if I took the time out to make you, amen, to count every hair on your head, praise the Lord, to shape you the way that I wanted you to be shaped, praise God, hallelujah, Jesus, to make you beautiful, amen, because you are fearfully and wonderfully made, amen. If I took the time out to give you the gift to be able to sing, and you the gift of prophecy, and you the gift of interpreting dreams, and you the, if I took the time out, to him he gave 10, and to him he gave 5, and to her he gave 2, and to this one he gave 1. If I took the time, hiya Jesus, if I took the time out to anoint you, amen, to walk in the office of an evangelist, why you want to be the prophet? Oh, come on. See, because nobody else can evangelize quite like you. Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
If I gave you the office of a bishop, why you want to be the deacon?
Yeah.
Amen. Why you want to be, praise God, a minister when I told you, praise God, and all of us are ministers, amen. We're all ministering spirits, servants of God. Amen. But if I told you, praise the Lord, glory to God, to be the prophetess, why you want to just be the minister or the reverend? Amen? And I'm not speaking to anybody specifically. God, only you know who the Lord is talking to. Amen? But if I called you to walk in this office, why do you want to do something or be something other than what I've called you to do? Because nobody can do what you do like you do but you. Because God only originally designed you to do what you do. Amen?
Amen.
And just like Prophet Morgan said, praise God, the souls that he attached to you, to your life, amen, for you to pray for you to mentor, for you to edify and instruct, praise God, they know, glory be to God. Let me rephrase that. They will respond to how God originally designed you. You know, the kind of way that you like to talk, the way that you like to laugh, the way that you like to interact with people, he originally designed you that way so that they could see what he had birthed in you, placed in you, gifted and gave you, and they could respond and react to that. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So they can be like, oh, you know what I do? I do. Hey, I like how she preaches. I like how he teaches. I praise God. I like how he is social with everybody. Amen. He talks to everybody. He doesn't just talk to pastors. He doesn't just talk to bishops. He doesn't just talk to deacons. He doesn't just talk to elders. He talks to me as if I'm one of them. Amen. He has a down-to-earth way of talking and relating. That just makes me feel comfortable. It makes me feel at home. It makes me feel, oh, praise God. It makes me feel as if I've known him forever. Oh, come on now. It makes me feel comfortable to be who I am. Amen? Because, see, yes, God is still making me into what I'm supposed to be. But who I am right now is just enough for Prophet Morgan. Amen. He can hear me. He can feel me. He can understand me. And also still know that I'm learning and growing and I will become what God has called me to be. Amen. Hallelujah. Because of how God originally designed him. Go ahead, man of God. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. And one thing that we have to understand is that my assignment, you know, as I think about the original design and I think about, you know, what we are talking about here today.
Amen.
On the broadcast today, I think about a story that I was told, that I actually told a friend of mine, you know, because I was just getting, laptops was just starting to be the thing. It was starting to be the trend, and I saw one morning T.D. Jakes on the broadcast, and he had a laptop, and he was teaching with his laptop.
Amen.
And that looked kind of cool. And so I liked it. And I was like, one day I'm gonna get me a laptop.
Amen.
So, oh boy, when I got my first laptop, I said, oh, I'm gonna be like T.D. Jakes now. I'm gonna be up there with my laptop, and I'm gonna be teaching. Oh
Amen.
My God, I'm gonna be doing this. And my friend, who was a friend in the gospel at the time, he stopped me. He said, "Well, if you're gonna be T.D. Jakes, who's gonna be you?"
Praise the Lord.
You know, see, because for us to try to be somebody else, it is to leave our post vacant. It is
Jesus,
to not be standing on our post when
yes,
Jesus
Lord.
Comes back to get us. It is to say that I couldn't stand on my post because I was trying to be you. I was trying to be somebody else. And
my
the
God.
Wonderful thing about the story that you mentioned, the story between Elijah and Elisha, was that Elisha wanted to follow Elijah.
Right.
And he wanted to go everywhere with him. But if you notice, Elijah said, no, if you just see me, stay where you are. But if
Come
you
on.
See me when I'm taken up, then you'll have a double portion. Which meant don't leave
Amen.
Your battle face. Don't leave who you are. Don't leave what you're supposed to be doing to get this. If you see it, if you be obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. If you just do what you're supposed to be doing, how you're supposed to be doing, you'll get a double portion. You ain't got to try to be like nobody else. You ain't got to try to act like nobody else. You just got to do what God is telling you to do, and you ain't got to leave stuff.
Come on.
Trying to be something you're not.
Come on.
You know, because the problem with trying to be a copy and not being an original is this. Is that the original is going to eventually show up.
Jesus. Amen.
I was trying to be T.D. Jakes, but I cut somebody out original. I was trying to
My
be,
God.
I was trying to be T.D. Jakes, but I went and got that $30,000 building and did not have the money to pay for it original.
My God. Jesus.
I was trying to be somebody else up there in the rafters and do this and do that, but I'd never made it original.
Because
original guy has a way of showing up even when you don't want it to.
Praise God. And then let's take it a step further, man of God. Let's take it a step further than that. While being busy trying to be someone other than who God originally designed you to be, you are not well received. Because only T.D. Jakes can be received as T.D. Jakes.
Mm.
And only O'Shea can be received as O'Shea. And only I can be received as who I am. Amen? So people looking at you funny and they're like, wait a minute, what is going on here? Why is she trying to, that don't work for her. That don't work for him. That don't look right on her. That don't look right on that hairstyle, that hair color, that outfit, that suit. Oh, come on now.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, somebody. Preach this thing up in here, Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Because why are you so busy trying to be who God designed someone else to be? Hallelujah. It's not working for you. And
yeah.
It's not working for you because it's not supposed to work for you. God did not give you that post. God did not give you that mantle. God designed you to do a specific thing. He had a purpose for you. He knows the thoughts he thinks toward you. And the thoughts he thinks toward Prophet Morgan is not the same thoughts he thinks toward me. The expected end that he has for me is not the expected end that he has for Prophet Morgan.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on now.
Yeah.
Paul was never supposed to be Peter, and Peter was never supposed to be Paul. Glory to God. Matthew was never supposed to be Luke, and Luke was never supposed to be Mark.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. So Luke didn't have to try to preach like Matthew, and Matthew didn't have to try to preach like John, and John didn't have to try to be Jesus. Oh, come on.
Because
there was only one Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise God. And before we go off the air live, we just want you to know that God originally designed you to be the preacher or the teacher or the prophet or the bishop or the deacon or the elder or the reverend or the minister or the psalmist. Whatever God designed you to be is who and what you shall be. Amen. Praise the Lord. Go forth, prophet.
Amen. Amen. And I just want to tell everybody, you know, the blessing is being you. You see
Amen.
What I'm saying? Because the Bible says that the Lord told Abraham, I will make your name great.
Yes,
he said,
Lord.
I will make your name great, meaning that who you are, if you still you, if you still Abraham, then I'm going to bless that name.
Amen.
I'm going to bless that name. I'm going to bless that identity. I'm going to bless everything that is Abraham.
Yes,
and
Lord.
And I'm going to make you father of many nations. But if Abraham was over there trying to be a Joseph and
come on.
Was trying to be this and trying to be that, he wouldn't have got his name blessed because the blessing was on Abraham.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
The
yes, Lord.
The blessing was on Abraham, not,
yes, God.
Not Joseph, not Mary, not none of them.
Come
God
on.
Blessed them, yes. But Abraham only had father of many nations.
Come on,
attached
Jesus.
To his name.
Come
Abraham
on, Jesus.
Only had the promises of God attached to his name.
Yes,
and now,
Lord.
If you go over here trying to be something else, then what you end up doing is you end up inheriting that other person's warfare.
Come
you
on, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Yes, Lord.
You end up inheriting this kind of stuff, and you're wondering where all of these attacks come from is because you are in T.D. Jakes' level of anointing when that's
my
not
God.
Your level. You are in another person's anointing that's not
my
yours
God.
To handle. Mm. Therefore, you cannot handle the warfare that's coming on them. See, and the only reason why we try to be other people is because we think only about the blessing.
Amen.
You think only about the good stuff, but you also inherit their warfare. The
yes,
same devil
Lord.
That comes after them comes after you.
My God. My God. My God.
And so, be who you are,
Amen.
And then you can handle everything on your level.
Praise the Lord. Amen. God knows what you can handle, and he knows how he made you, and he knows what he gifted you to have. And he knows the talents that he's given to you. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. He knows the measure of faith that he's given to you. Amen. And your faith may not be the same as someone else's, but be thankful and grateful for what God has given you and what God has blessed you with. I don't need to be anybody else. other than who God has called me to be, other than who God has made me and originally designed me to be. Because you know what? Only God and I, praise the Lord, can do what God has called me to do. Because it's God through me, amen. It's not me in and of myself, amen. And it's Jesus Christ, praise God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus, that we carry and that we use. But it's not our name. It's Jesus' name, because there was only supposed to be one Jesus. Hallelujah. It's not in our name, praise God, that we do things. It is in the name of Jesus, praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. It's not our strength, praise God, but it is the strength of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise the Lord. And so when we go forth and we do what we're supposed to do and what we're called to do and what we've been told to do, we can only do what he's told us to do. Amen? Because the assignment that he's giving you is not the same as the assignment that he's given to anybody else. Hallelujah. There was only one Jeremiah. There was only one Isaiah. There was only one Jonah. Oh, come on now.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And Jeremiah was not supposed to be Jonah, and Jonah was not supposed to be Isaiah. Praise God.
Amen.
There was only Joseph, hallelujah, and he was supposed to be Joseph. Amen.
Amen.
So if you don't do nothing else for us or for you today, be who God called you to be. Preach the way God called you to preach and told you to preach. Teach how God has inspired you by the Holy Ghost to preach. Amen. Pray how God has taught you and shown you how to pray. You don't have to pray like somebody else prays. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Ask the Lord. Ask the Holy Spirit. What is it that I need to pray? Amen. Because the Bible says we don't even really know what we should pray, what we ought to pray. Amen? Hallelujah, Jesus. Smile like you smile. Laugh like you laugh. Do what God has given you the ability to do, and do not try to be anybody other than who you have been originally designed to be. Praise the Lord. Prophet, any final remarks before we close out?
Amen. Just be an original, because the blessing, the things that God has in store for you is on the original, not the copy.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Because the Lord told us, before I formed thee in your mother's womb, I knew you. Amen. He knew who he made you to be. He knew what he was going to give you to do, the assignment that he was going to give you. He knew. Praise God, the children that you would birth. Amen. He knew. Glory be to God. And he knew the gift that he would give your children. Hallelujah, Jesus. So go back to the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. And if you've been trying to be or do or walk or pray or fast or whatever it is that somebody else is doing, amen, go back to God and say, Lord God, I repent. I'm sorry for trying to be somebody else, because you didn't call me to be anybody other than me. You gave me a gift. You've given me gifts. You've given me talents. You've blessed me with things that I'm supposed to use for the kingdom. Hallelujah, Jesus. Because people are attracted to what God has placed on the inside of you. Amen? And it's not you, but it is all of God. Amen? Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm very sure, amen, that it is none of me and all of the Father God, the Son Christ Jesus, and the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And that they, praise God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, hallelujah, Jesus, can do what needs to be done for the people and for the kingdom of God. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. So, Father, we just thank you for the time we've shared together. We thank you for you blessing us and saying, just be who I have designed you originally to be. Don't be anybody else. Don't try to do anything that anybody else is doing but what I've told and called you to do. Praise God. And we thank you, Lord God, for the things that you will teach us, for the things that you will show us through the Holy Ghost, through mighty and powerful men and women of God, Father God, that you have placed in our life, Father God, to pray for us, to walk with us, to mentor us, to cover us, to pour out and pour into us, O Lord God. We thank you, O Father God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, for being our provider and our protector, for being our Prince of Peace, for being our King, for being our Lord, for being our Master, our Ruler, and our Savior. We thank you for being our Redeemer, and we thank you for giving us the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, to comfort us, O Lord God. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for your precious blood, Jesus, that was shed. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, for ordaining your men and women of God, for doing the things in and through them, Father, that only you can do through them, through the power of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, and through your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for your divine intervention and the manifestation, Father God, of your believers, O Father God, the signs and the wonders that follow your people, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We thank you, O Lord God, that you place a hedge of protection around your people, O Father, in the name of Jesus, O God. We thank you, O Lord God, that you are our rock and our strength. You are our strong tower and our defense. You are the one who gives us everything that we need. Every good thing in our life is from you, Father God. Every breath that we breathe comes from you and has been given to us by you, O Lord God. Every day that we wake up and we are alive, O Father God, is a gift and a blessing from you, O Father God. So, Lord, we just thank you for being God. We thank you for being good. We thank you for being our provider. We thank you for being our sustainer. We thank you for being our healer. We thank you for being our redeemer and everything that you are. We thank you for being our deliverer. Hiya, Jesus. We just thank you, O Lord God, for being the Almighty God, for being the Most High God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you for hearing the prayers of your people, O Father God. We just thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, for everything that you've done, for everything that you're doing, and for all that you are. And it is in Jesus' name that we ask, Father God, for you to continue to cover and protect and keep your people. In Jesus' mighty name we pray and we thank you. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Be blessed, people of God. Know that he loves you more than you'll ever know. Amen. Hallelujah. Prophet, anything you want to say before we close out?
Amen. No, my mind is clear.
Praise God. Well, people of God, we will see you again. Amen. But until then, know that you are loved. Know that whatever you need, get it from the Lord. Amen. And know that all you have to do is call out or cry out unto God, and he will answer you. He will help you. He will deliver you. He will be with you because he loves you. Amen. Hallelujah. Be blessed, and we will see you again. Bye-bye.